He said no, you don't need to go down. He said no, no need to go down. Rock that, run that, this how we frown. He said no, you don't need to go down. He said no, no need to go down. Rock that, run that, this how we frown.
A good day. How have you been?
I have been excellent, excellent. It's been a busy, busy day, weekend for me, but it's been quite enjoyable. I've been so looking forward to getting back on the air with the beautiful Bunny, and I am looking forward to doing a great, great show today.
Me too. I have to tell you, I'm going to give props to my co-host. This was his show topic, but I personally find it to be a favorite. And I'll tell you now, I didn't do a lot of research for this show because I am this show.
Exactly, Bunny. Why do research on a show? Now it's funny because Bunny and I talk about, you know, before the show, we talk about how we gonna, you know, what we're going to talk about. And this is a show where I had to do research because I am infatuated in love with a thick woman. But I don't live being a thick woman. I don't know how it feels. So this is a show where, as you can tell, Bunny, I'm quite excited about, as you can tell.
Right. It's soft. It feels soft to be a thick woman.
Yes.
That's what it feels like.
Yes. So this show is dedicated to the beautiful, thick, curvy woman, hence the name The Curvy Conversation. And on this episode of Bernie and the Brawn, we're going to definitely dwell into the history of the curvy, thick women. And as I was doing my research, I learned so much about curvy women throughout history, not only world history, just in American history. You'll be surprised of the women in history that were considered curvy. And then we're going to talk about the beautiful, curvy women now that are getting so much props. And I want to ask, and I'm definitely going to ask you, Bunny, why is it, and we're going to save it. We're going to give them a tease. We're going to ask them, Bunny, why now, 2016, everybody's obsessed with the Curvylicious? So
that's a great question.
And then we're going to top it off, and then we're going to go to one of my favorites anyway, is why are men in love with thick women? What is it about that? So we'll get the women's perspective and the male perspective. So this is going to be a great show. I look forward to talking about it. And, you know, like I said, talking about thick women, that's just what I like to talk about. So me and the fellows like to talk about it anyway, so it's no big deal. So.
Me too. I love this topic. I especially love it with wine and cake. I mean, it's all good.
chocolate cake?
Chocolate cake. You know I like chocolate cake.
Well, I tell you, I just want to say, first of all, it's been a while. I know we've been off during our thing, handling business. Bunny, what's been going on? I know, like, wait, for people out there who don't know, Miss Melissa, Miss Bunny, has been doing big things. Do you want to talk about that for a minute, Bunny? How big things, the things you got going on?
Sure. For those of you that don't know, I own a company here in Atlanta called The Bunny Life, and it stands for Bold, Unforgettable, Nurturing, Novel You. And I work with women on and young girls on poise, manners, social etiquette, self-esteem, and empowerment. And this past month, actually it was last weekend, I had my very first speaking engagement. There's a woman here in Atlanta. Yes, very exciting. Thank you. There's a woman here in Atlanta. Her name is Shawn Thomas, and she supports entrepreneurs. She works with women all across the state and even out of the state that own their own businesses. And I was able to speak on her stage, and it was a fascinating experience. It was definitely a catalyst for a whole other line that I'm going to be creating for retail. And I have two more speaking engagements coming up. So I'm all about, if you were to hear the speaking engagement, it's actually on YouTube on Melissa Mansfield Baker. And I push the fact that I'm definitely one of the curvy, thick women, and it's what makes me beautiful. But so I've been doing that, and I've been working on a clothing line for young ladies and for empowerment, and it's currently up on Kickstarter. So if you were to go to Kickstarter and you want to check it out, it's the Empowerment Undergarments for Girls. So it's been a busy month, and I'm so happy to be back, though. I'm really glad to be back on the air with you, Bron. I really look forward to our shows. I tend to learn a lot of stuff, and I'm expecting I'm going to learn a lot of stuff from you, even about the history of my thick self.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to the one and only Bunny for doing her thing and being a thick woman and making it happen. That's right, Bunny. We got to give a shout-out to you for making it happen, being that entrepreneur woman that, who's making it happen and is making those moves. You know, she's a mover and shaker, folks. That's why, you know, I had to join forces with the Bunny so we can make things happen. But this woman here has got it going on, so look out for her brand. Look out for her company. Her company's about to blow up, so be on the lookout. That's what I'm talking about. Thick woman making it happen. Boy, I love it. I love it. You see how excited I am for this?
I am loving this.
So today's topic is about the curvy conversation, the dedication to the beautiful, thick, curvaceous woman. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have been idolizing, obsessing the thick woman for thousands of years, Bunny. It's not a new phenomenon. Trust me. Kim Kardashian is not new. Okay?
No, definitely not.
She's not new.
I think the original woman, and I got a gift for my birthday, my 24th birthday, my mother gave me a painting, and it was Botticelli's The Birth of Venus, and it's funny, I just found out that I'm no longer allowed to have it hanging in the living room because my son's friends think it's kind of weird, but it's Aphrodite being birthed into a shell. And, you know, you can see she's got thick thighs, she's got a belly, she's got a heavy bosom, and it's absolutely stunning.
That's
what
I'm talking
about. And, of course, she's the original goddess of love.
Exactly. It goes back thousands of years, family. It goes back thousands of years. Venus de Milo was a thick woman. You know, you got to understand. I mean, people even talk about the Mona Lisa was a thick woman. So thickness has always been around. And I was going to say, just going back, first I want to talk about even in ancient Egypt, more than 2,000 years ago, women were portrayed with, round skin. Now, though portrayed with high waist and slim shoulders, but they were portrayed in a thick, curvaceous manner. This was 2,000 years ago. The ancient
hips
Greeks
were very prominent.
Exactly. The ancient Greeks found the female body as sculptures and you know, like you said, Aphrodite and Venus. I mean, these sculptures, even of the great Greek gods and the goddesses, were of thick women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Venus was considered a thick woman. And we can go back to the Italian Renaissance. Oh, my God. It was nothing to have full hips, round bodies, large breasts. And the Victorian dynasty had nothing but just thick, robust women. It was only, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it's funny because going back that far into the Victorian ages, it was to be sick was to be directly related to being wealthy, because it really meant that you were not a peasant. It meant that you were eating well.
Exactly. And Bunny told me she wasn't doing her research. Come on, girl. You go, girl.
If only that was how it works now, though. If being sick automatically made me wealthy, I'd be very happy.
Well, like you said, in African cultures, a thick woman is considered wealth. That means you're eating right, you're healthy, you're well. There's only been pockets, and I'm going to get into it once I get into America's view of thick women, but it's only been pockets where women, the trend was towards a thinner woman. But throughout history, it's always been the thick-alicious woman. It's always been the curvaceous woman. It's always been the woman who has a little meat on her bone, you know, the big-boned woman. I mean, and come on, Bunny, we've got so many different names for the thick woman. It's ridiculous.
There's two things I want to say before we continue on with the show. One is directly related to my Finn sisters. I love you, girl, because, you know, you can rock any kind of low-cut shirt, and this show is definitely to empower my sisters that are, you know, thick like me, because society accepts thinness very easily, and they're just coming around to accepting us. So in no way, shape, or form is this show meant to in any way disrespect those thin girls that, you know, are rocking those tight-toned, well, hard-earned bodies. It's just about building up the other half of us, too. And the second thing I have to say is, you know, to piggyback off what you just said on how many words there are, I can't tell you how many times since I've been good with me, and I've been good with me since my early 30s, that I say I'm fat, and people are like, you're not fat, you're not fat. And they say it like it's a bad word. And I just read something today, but it's not a bad word. It's like, I'm not. It's just who you are. You know, you are who you are, you are who you are. Just love what it is that you have. So I have extra, somebody else doesn't. It really shouldn't matter, but it's still just taken so, you know, negatively. So then I started saying chubby. And even then I get pushback. And I'll say I get more pushback in Atlanta, and I think it's because Atlanta, it's not even – it's – my size here seems to be the norm. Atlanta, like my size seems to be the preferred size, you know, that in the middle. I'm not, you know, I can't mess with Tess Holliday at this point, but I'm definitely not Twiggy, you know. I fall in that middle. I feel so normal here. I'm almost out of my element. I want to be a big girl.
We're gonna talk about that. And I want to ask you. Ask you a question, Bunny, and it goes back to what you're trying as far as self-image and empowerment. How do you, I can use so many names, but how, as a curvaceous woman, how do you tell your fellow thick women to be confident and self-esteem and empowerment? Because it was a stigma. I don't know where this stigma came in about women, about thick women, a negative stigma. But how do you transform that and turn that around?
You know, it's funny. I find that the women that I know that do the best makeup, hair, have the best style, tend to be on the thick side, and it's because, you know, have great personalities, and it's because we've had to use all those tools growing up because we weren't accepted. In our teen years, you know, in my teen years, I was a size 16. I was built very similarly to how I'm built now, and was unacceptable back then. So I had to have this rocking personality. My hair had to be perfect. My makeup was perfect. So now you're dealing with women that, you know, if you're heavier, it's almost like you get your glamour card. You know, if you're a heavier girl, you could be glamorous because you have these curves and softness, and you get to tap into that femininity. And that's I would tell any woman that I work with that I'm empowering, spend time in the mirror. Do your makeup. Do your hair. If anything, to walk by, you know, a mirror, if you're avoiding mirrors, fix yourself so that when you walk by a mirror, you're not afraid to look in. You look and you say, ah, I'm cute. But, you know, sometimes that takes a little extra effort.
Do it.
Do it because you're worth it. And you'll be amazed at how quickly it becomes a habit.
I think that's beautiful. I think it's not only you're empowering thick women, but you're also empowering, you know, curvaceous kids as well. So that's a beautiful body image, and I just want to say that's beautiful how you tell these women to transform, and they're beautiful inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes
Absolutely.
It so great. So, like I said, that's why this show is meant for you. This show is meant for you.
I love this show, Ron. Love this show.
It's meant to empower. It's meant to motivate. It's meant to and like I said, I could talk for hours about how I see beauty and curves and hips and thighs and my fellas, all my fellas who like a little thicker licious, you know what I'm talking about. You know, it's a beautiful thick woman who's confident. Oh my goodness. That's sexy. That's really sexy. A confident, beautiful, thick woman who's got it going on and I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. And I know we got a few more minutes, and I want to ask you before we go on our break, and when we come back from break, I want to talk to you, Bunny, about how there have been some celebrities who've been criticized throughout time on being thick. And then I want to talk about some very famous curvaceous women, and they didn't have any body image problems. But before that, Bunny, being that curvaceous woman, you, like I said, where's the empowerment come from? That's what I kind of want to know.
I believe that there comes a time in a woman's life, and there's all kinds of reasons why women become, you know, it's either genetic that you become heavy set, it's either, you know, your past, and it's, you know, some kind of deep-seated emotionals, it's medical. There's so many reasons why women become sick. And I am not a proponent of unhealthy obesity. I'm just not.
Right.
You know, I know me. You know, I know my blood pressure. I'm close with my doctor, and my doctor is actually a very thin woman, and she doesn't get on me about my weight at all, because when she takes my blood, my blood pressure, everything is perfect. I'm who
right.
I am because this is how I was made.
Right.
And to be able to accept that who you are is how it's how you're made. We don't judge animals. You know, this zebra has an extra stripe. Whatever. It makes it beautiful. You know, there are some animals, the fatter they are, the more we love them.
Right.
But it's a matter of getting good with you. And when you take a woman who has relied on her personality her whole life, and she's had to focus on her external to make herself feel beautiful. When that light switch finally flicks and she falls in love with herself as she is, that woman shines. And when she shines, it's from the inside out, and it creates a situation where people flock to her. And you know, it can be anyone from, you know, normal thin to normal thick, overweight, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It really is all about how you feel about you and just accepting you for you. And I will tell you, it isn't easy. It isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nervous breakdown in my early 30s because I dated a man that told me if I was a size 10, he would marry me. I was beautiful. I was smart. I was funny. If you lose weight, I would marry you. And I, you know, it really, it broke me. It broke me mentally. But when I came back from that, right. When I came back from that, I came back a whole different woman, you know, and now I can work with women and tell women, these are the steps you need to take that are going to get you good with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is some work, but there's other women like me out there that have gone through it that can give you the tips, tricks, help you out. But if you're at all having a body image problem, and you know a woman that doesn't have a body image problem that's your size or bigger, latch on to her. Look to her as an example. Get some tips and tricks, because like I said, habits one of my friends told me a few years ago, a habit is formed in 21 days. Make the habit of loving yourself when you get up every morning. Make the habit of making time for yourself to be the best that you can be. If it takes makeup, if it takes heels, if it takes doing your hair, do what you need to do. That habit will change you.
That's beautiful.
My advice.
That's beautiful. That is awesome. Well, we're already, I know we've been rocking and rolling. We're already at our first break. So we're going to hit the break, and when we come back from the break, it's a great segue because we're going to talk about some celebrities who've been criticized for being curvy, as well as some very, very famous curvaceous women throughout history, only on the Bunny and the Brown Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, pretty lady. This goes out to you. Like a thousand times, but every day still feels like the first day. This is dedicated to you. Dedicated to you. Dedicated to you. Dedicated to you.
Such a mellow, 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 mellow day.
When you walk by. When you walk.
Such a mellow, 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 mellow day. Ah, ah, it's not the way you call my ah, ah, ah. It's all the strawberry.
We're back for another episode of Buddy and the Brawn.
Woo-hoo!
I'm your co-host, Jay Braun. What's going on, Bunny? We're back from the break. Before the break, Bunny and I mentioned that we were going to talk about, well, first of all, this show is dedicated to the curvilicious sisters out there. So this show is for you. But before we break, we're going to talk about some celebrities that you may or may not know was had curves, as well as some celebrities who've been criticized about their curves. So some things I knew, some things I didn't know. Like, of course, the incomparable Marilyn Monroe. You know, the first cover on Playboy magazine. She was what she was what, a 12?
Yeah, they say she was between a 12 and a 14, but back then that was actually around a size 10. It wouldn't equate to the same 12 or 14 now, but it's definitely not a size 2.
I mean, just looking at pictures of her, she was sticking all the right places.
She really was. She really was. You know, she was. I would say she's the quintessential curvy woman in that back then for that standard. She was considered heavier. Nowadays, with how clothes are made, she would be more a size 10. She wouldn't fall into a plus size. Yeah, she doesn't fall in a plus size.
Wow, but
don't
she had the,
you know, I love her.
That's right. That's right. So, other women who have curves, the incomparable Beyonce Knowles. Oh my God, got curves for days. Curvilicious,
yes,
and proud of it.
Absolutely, and what I love about Beyonce is, you know, she's not afraid to actually show. You know, I'm so sick of hearing the word thigh gap. I read somewhere somebody had written something about, you know, my thighs touch at the top, how lucky I am I'm that much closer to being a mermaid. You know, Beyonce,
whoa,
unless she's wearing her, right? Unless she's wearing her double thick tights, Beyonce doesn't really have a thigh gap. She's got, like, nice, thick thighs. You know, she's got a thick hip line. I read years ago, I had been doing research on this exact topic, and it was back when I had my breakdown. And they say that a woman, no matter what her size is, if there's a 10-inch difference between the smallest part of her waist and the largest part of her bust, she triggers a man's subconscious desire to breed. So that can come anywhere from a size 2 with a big bust and hip, or a size 22, you know, or even a 28. As long as there's that 10-inch, that you're automatically looked at subconsciously as a sexual object for breeding, which I find, actually, I love it. I can't lie. I love it. It doesn't really do. I really do.
take your bow. Take your bow. Oh, I love your humility. I love it. Just be you, baby. Be the flattering, thick woman that you are.
I know. My ego, it needs help. You can tell. I know. I'm just saying, girls, if you need a little extra padding in the bra to hit that 10 inches, then do what you need to do. You need a little waist cincher, some pantyhose, throw them on. Get rid of that little extra inch. Boom, all of a sudden you're a supermodel, no matter what size you are.
Wow. Well, let me tell you, I didn't know that there were some celebrities of yesteryear that were voluptuous. Women like, I mean, I look at older pictures of Sophia Loren. She was considered, of course, she was considered curvy, and I mean, she's Italian and beautiful. And she said in an article that she blamed all her curves on eating spaghetti. You know, she loved to eat spaghetti. She loved pasta. And her striking, I mean, the woman's 72 years old now and looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but you're talking about beautiful women. And I didn't even know that. Go ahead.
I want to point out, look at her makeup. I mean, and this just goes back to my point. Look at her makeup. Glamour. Wingtip eyeliner, big, beautiful hair, pouty lip. You know, she knew how to take that look and rock it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I completely agree. The Americans had a phenomenon back in the 50s, the 40s and the 50s, and the pinup girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to help the soldiers overseas in World War II. And all of these pinup girls were curvy Coca-Cola bottle-shaped women. And I found that fascinating that back in the 40s and 50s, even then, we were enamored with voluptuous women. I got two more that were during that era. Jane Russell back then was compared to often her contemporary Marilyn Monroe, but she was voluptuous. And even going even farther back, Mae West back then in the 20s
yes.
was considered voluptuous. So
yes.
Nowadays we got women like Queen Latifah, we got Kate
mm-hmm.
Winslet, we got Tara Banks. I mean, Tara Banks was one of the trendsetters. Exactly.
Melissa McCarthy. Like we're even going
thing.
Beyond the Coke bottle and just into straight,
mm-hmm.
just soft and pretty and personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, and it's so nice to finally see it happening.
Well, it's a beautiful thing when you see that when you realize that the average American woman is between a 12 and a 14 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this image of the 6 or the size 4 or the size 2, or don't get me wrong, shout out to my Victoria's Secret models when they do their annual thing, they're drop dead gorgeous.
Right?
But even those women are thick. So the perception of the curvaceous woman, the perception of the supermodel being a size 2 and 4, those are kind of going to the wayside now.
It's a runway. They're staying on the runway at this point. You know, you're going to be hard-pressed to see runways have anything outside of a 0 or a 2, which makes sense because
right.
they need the clothes to fall. It's not
right.
about the woman. It's about the clothing. So I do understand
right.
that. The problem is, you know, still young girls do look at those women as an example of how to grow up and be. But aside from the, you know, the six-pack abs on the Victoria's Secret models, I would say, yes, they're becoming more like a normal woman would be.
Exactly.
They just need to be a little less Tom Brady in the stomach.
Well, you know, they're hitting too much of that boot camp, fit camp, or CrossFit, I should say.
Right.
So,
you know, I found something today about Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
She had been quoted. She had been quoted a couple of years ago about how she's always wanted to have a soft, voluptuous body and a big bum, but she has none of that. And this is a woman who is, you know, she's known for her physique. She's played Charlie's Angels. I mean, everything that she
exactly.
does, is, you know, her physique is very much a big part of it. But she has craved to be curvy. So it's
mm-hmm.
funny. To see, you know, thinner women even now are buying, they're buying ass, they're buying boobs, they want to be
God.
Bigger.
We haven't gotten into that yet. Oh my goodness, the phenomenon of just the of you have to if I can't have it, I got to replicate it. I got to go and buy. And tell me, I this is a question real quick. I know we got a caller that we're about to bring on, but tell me about this. What do you think of, and it's from a self-esteem standpoint, and this is just kind of off-topic or kind of on-topic. Tell me, buddy, what do you think about women having cosmetic surgery to get those enhancements? Is that a self-esteem thing? Is that a vanity thing? You tell me.
I will tell you that many times it is a self-esteem thing, but it doesn't fix
uh-huh.
the woman. I'm gonna. Luckily, my sister doesn't listen, but I'm gonna call out the situation. But my sister, we're built very different. She's taller than I am. She was always like a size 2,
uh-huh.
maybe a 5 on a big day. But she was created without anything for breasts, and
mm-hmm.
it really bothered her. It really, really bothered her. And she rectified it. She went and bought some. And, you know, it did help boost her some. And if that's what you have to do, you need to go and get augmented to feel good.
Right.
I am all behind it. It's no different than me wanting to get my eyebrows done. If
right.
you are heavy and you want to have plastic surgery to remove extra fat, if it's going to make you feel good, you know what? Damn it, do it. But let me tell you
Absolutely.
Something. Don't think that because you're going under the knife and having something added or taken away, that it's going to fix your head. Because until
exactly.
you're good with you, no matter what you look like, you're not going to
mm-hmm.
be good with you.
Right.
So just be prepared. Be prepared for it to not be you know, the fix that you're expecting it to be.
Oh, that is beautiful, the brilliant point about getting that surgery, getting that, it's a wonderful confidence boost, like you said, but if you're internally, you need that confidence boost, and then it's not going to take effect. It's not going to be what you want it to be because you're still that insecure woman inside.
It's very American to want to go buy happiness, Xanax, Prozac, all these things we take, and I'm not downing it. I myself have done antidepressants in the past, but I'm just saying that if you focus less on the body part of it and more on the health part of it, and if you want to gain butt, do squats. If you want to lose weight the healthy way, because then at least you've got a goal you can be proud of. You're not just expecting to shave off 10 or 20 pounds, you know, under the knife and expect your life to be changed, because it doesn't work that way.
Absolutely. That instant gratification.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And you're out thousands of dollars.
That's true. Well, we got a caller, Bunny, so if we can, we'll see if we can bring him on. Hey, Corey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great, man. So,
hey, Corey.
What's happening, Bunny?
Not too much. Glad to be back. How have you been, sir?
I have been mighty well. Can't complain. So you guys are all over with the history of thickness. I had no idea. I actually learned some things from you guys tonight. I didn't know that was the case in many of the instances that you guys were talking about. So that's a good thing. I learned something today I can share. I've always dated
great,
thick
man.
Women. So for me, that's just, you know, I think – a lot of African-American guys date thick women because usually they say that you date someone close to mom, and my mom was thick. So that's usually what I've gravitated towards. Sure, I've had a few slimmies in my life, but for the most part, it's been thick women all the way through.
Man, I tell you, Corey, you couldn't have planned this any better, because not only we're going to – in our third segment, we're going to talk about why do – men find thick women attractive, and we got a man right there. Your firsthand account on, you know, what do you find attractive about thick women? I think I want to know, and I'm on that boat as well. So, hey, tell me what is it about the thick woman that you find attractive?
Well, you know, I like a butt. For starters, right? You know, thick thighs.
I like thick butts, but I cannot lie.
There you go. It's the way they fill out clothing, whether it's a dress, whether it is a pair of jeans. That look is, you can't replicate that. You know, skinny girls can't. There's no way that they can look the same way in clothing. And I like the shapeliness. Now, let's not go too far to the right, because then there's some women who might not fit in the category of thick. So, because there's some that I, you know, that's just not my cup of tea either. But the thick women who I'm referring to, that, because even I don't know if I would consider Beyonce a thick girl. She's in such phenomenal shape.
Mm-hmm.
She has nice thighs, but I guess more along the lines I was thinking, and I don't have an example of somebody who's thicker, but more in your 12s, your 14s, that's kind of what I consider thick, because to me, thick is right before you get to fat. Like, that's thick. Like, Beyonce is far from, like, that. She's like, what, an 8 maybe or something to that effect? If that, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm going to shut you down for a minute because it's my show.
Thank you, girl. Go get it.
And, dude, like that 12 to 14, that's thick before someone's fat. Man, I'm a 16.18 all day, and I wouldn't say that, like, women in my size range would be considered, like, unattractively fat. Like, so I got to bump that. I got to bump out of that 12-14 because 12-14 is average. That's just slightly juicy.
The average woman is 12 to 14.
that's just the number that I used as far as stick. Like, I don't know, for argument's sake, what a 16 necessarily looks like, because all 16s don't look the same. Like, all 14s don't look the same. So
it's just
using a number range. I mean, yeah, they're gonna be exceptions to the rule. But again, merely all I was saying was that Beyonce doesn't fit to me as a thick girl. That's not what I consider a thick girl when I think about a thick girl. Like, I think I saw Raven the other day on Sean. Raven looks like she's a thick girl to me. Like, but a good looking thick girl. Not, she's not close to fat, and she's also not a size 6 or size 8. You know, I don't know. I don't follow actresses or actresses too much to be able to give you somebody offhand. Like, what's her name? I think you mentioned
Let's Jennifer look at Jennifer
skinny
Hudson
now.
Pre weight loss.
Right.
When she was in Cadillac Records? Was that the name of the movie? She was still in her prime of heavier, correct?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
So,
I agree.
The way she dressed was very flattering. I don't think she looked unattractive at all. I actually was sad to see her get down so small, because I thought she was a great example of what, you know, thicker, bigger women can look like. How to present yourself with class, how to dress appropriately. Again, do your hair, do your makeup. I find her, now granted, I'm not a man though, but I find her at that size attractive.
Oh, trust me, she's beautiful regardless. Now, we're pressed up against the break right now, but Corey, if you want to hold on for a minute, I'm going to come back, and we're going to definitely get your report. And, ask Corey about I'm going to throw a couple of actresses at his way, and I want to get his viewpoint on what he considers as thick and curvaceous, if you don't mind. So,
Hopefully, I know who they are.
Cool. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back on Bunny and the Bronze.
All right.
With you, so try me, see a galaxy where I could play.
Hey, hey, we're back.
The
last segment of Buddy and the Brawn. We're doing the Kirby conversation. I'm here with the lovely, lovely Bunny. So what's going on, Bunny? So talk to me.
The fluffy soft Bunny.
The fluffy soft.
All right, so I just want to tell Corey, like, he's such a good sport. I was kind of a little snippy with him because, you know, I get all up on my girls. Like, I am all about the empowerment of my big girls. And I want to give him a pass because I'm not going to lie. I know Corey. And I think that men, when you think about pant sizes, you don't really know when you're saying a pant size, what the hell y'all are talking about. I think it's like my hand size, okay? I like a girl whose ass is the size of my palm. I like a girl whose breast is the size of my left hand. Like, I think that it's more visual for you guys. So I'm actually going to give a little bit of a pass on that because there is a difference between sick and unhealthy and obese. And I just don't know that men know that in pant size. So, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Corey. I probably just snip at you again. But
I honestly didn't think that you were what you said you were. Like, I'd have lost my paycheck had I bet that to be the case. So I am clearly off base as it relates to what the numbers are anymore. Because I guess back when I thought I knew the numbers, those chicks that may have been where you said you were clearly didn't look like you do. So I guess times have changed, and I stand corrected.
Pant sizes have changed. Well, and I'll also tell you there's a difference between, you know, back before I had my little breakdown, I would never tell somebody what size I was. I would lie and say I was a 14, knowing full well I was a 16 or, pushing an 18. I know my body, but I'm not going to give that up. Now I stand on stage and tell people what I weigh. But a lot of women will lie by a pant size. So it would make sense if you are saying you like a 12 to 14, most girls will lie by that. So you probably fall in that 14 to 16 range, which is still, I actually love the word juicy. Like, I think juicy because I know I grab my sides. And, you know, if I were a man, I would like a thick woman because I like when I grab my sides, it's like squishy. I love that stuff. So, and there
like
is there is a line.
What did
you say?
Awesome. I just like when Bunny says juicy. Come on, that's rough, rugged, and raw right there. So Corey, real quick, because I got to ask you a question real quick.
Sure.
What do you think of, we're going to talk about some curvaceous women. Let's bring up Serena Williams. Good Lord. What do you think about that?
Yeah, she's like, I think, in a class by herself because she is really, really, really toned but thick at the same time, like not just like she's like three Beyoncés, like super super thick, like she's like, because she's like super thick but with zero looking fat on her at all, so she's just kind of out there by herself because like the muscles but the thickness is, it's a good look, it's a very good look.
So I'm going to throw two more out there real quick. What do you think of Kim K? And what do you think of, let's say, the Jennifer Lopez? Because they're
all
curvy in their own way.
Right. They're all, I was getting ready to say, they're all curvy. They all have ample posteriors.
I cannot lie. You just said it.
Okay, well, there you go. They all have great assets. So, but they're just different. They're just different assets because they're all great. Like, I would take any woman that had any one of the three from the waist down. You can't go wrong with any of those. Like,
okay.
See, but
again,
let's keep it real, Jay. You're tossing women in there that aren't even freaking realistic. You're saying Kim K because she's got a giant ass. She also has a flat celebrity stomach. You're saying Jennifer Lopez, who's like 5 feet tall and weighs like 115 pounds, who happens to have a big ass. These women are not sick. These women have a big ass.
That's what I was saying. Like, so that, there's a difference between those women and women that are.
Yeah, that's
thick.
Not plus size. I'm sorry. They don't fall in thick. They fall in purchase. Now, you look at Queen Latifah. purchase.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that ass on him is not, come on. You look at
Queen Latifah,
that's a real. Let's talk about that, Corey. When you look at Queen Latifah and how she's built, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think she's a thick girl. I haven't seen her in God knows when, so I don't know what she looks like today. But she used to be thick. If she's still the same way, then she's thick.
Mm-hmm.
She's a thick woman.
Okay. Well, hey, Bunny, I got a surprise for you. I have another guest on the line, so let's see what this other guest has to say. Caller, what do you think about this curvy conversation we're having?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Miss Reason?
It's not Miss Reason. Woo!
Hey, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Doing great.
Hey,
doing
I'm
great.
I'm so glad you're on. I love Miss Reason. Miss Reason's my
sister. Right. I've been listening. And
so what's your take on it?
I do think the three women that you named are not realistic of three of thick women.
They're just my fantasy. That's all. My bad.
Right. And I'm with Bunny. I think that when it comes to our pant sizes, men are unclear or not sure of what sizes we are. Y'all basically judge us by our curves, basically. You know, if you have a big butt, then usually a man will think you're kind of thick, but that doesn't equate thickness just because you have a big ass, especially if you have no stomach.
Thank you.
So, I mean, when you're thick, you have a little bit of stomach. Like, I wear a size 12 pants. And I'm thick because I have a little stomach. I have a little pouch. And I think that if I didn't have my stomach, I would be more of a size 10.
Oh, We as men, like I said, it goes back to that. Corey, I agree with you. I don't know the difference between a 10 and a 12 or a 12 and a 14. We just like what we like.
Just like thick thighs and a fat butt, and then it works. It just works.
Amen.
Well, see, I have thick thighs, a medium butt, but I have some nice boobs. So I think I'm well-rounded.
I love well-rounded. That's back to what I was talking about, like that 10-inch difference. You know, if you're measuring around your bust and you're 10 inches bigger around your bust than you are the smallest part of your waist, then that is all it takes to subconsciously trigger a man's desire to procreate, which in his mind, he views that as, ooh, that's what I like. So in a lot of men, like I've actually dated men, I had a long-term relationship with a man who had only dated thin women. But once he had dated me, he didn't date thin women anymore because he got used to that, you know, that hourglass, thicker...
Bunny, he fell in love
like
with the thickness. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah,
he fell in love with the thickness. Call it what it is.
Right.
And it is. It's just about its proportion, but it's also presentation and how you feel about yourself. You know, you can be the size I am and walk down the road, and almost every single man is going to have something to say or a side eye. But it's not just my boobs and my butt. It's my heels. It's how I carry myself. It's my personality showing through my skin. It is that my nails are always done. Like, you can tell I'm a woman that cares what she looks like. And that draws attention. And I don't care how big or how small you are. If you pay attention to those details, attention will be paid to you.
I absolutely agree.
Drop mic.
Yeah.
There you go. She, you know, walked off the stage. Well, that's the beauty of it. That is such the beauty of it, of being, I guess, and that's why I know, I can't speak for Corey, but I know that's the sentiment. We admire you curvaceous women because you carry yourselves with confidence and elegance and grace. And your predecessors, like the Sophia Lorenz and the Jane Mansfields and the Marilyn Monroes, these beautiful women of curves, have had men, you've had men in your grasp since day one. So I guess I'm trying to say is I salute to the beautiful, thick woman, the curvaceous woman, because you are what we want. You're truly what we want. So shout out to the thick girl.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
Right.
Yeah, I'm on hashtag team thickness. That's where I'm at.
I love it, Corey. You just became one of my favorite people. I mean, I think you were anyway, but now you're just extra.
Now, Corey, I want to throw this at you real quick. I know we got the ladies on there, but we're going to talk. We got a few minutes. So we're going to talk fellow to man to
all
man.
Right.
So Corey, you got a nice curvaceous woman in a sundress. Is that something you like, a woman in a sundress, or you prefer, what do you prefer?
I mean, any way that you can get it, but the mystery of, I mean, when it's fat and juicy and that sundress is got a life of its own,
woo!
It just, your imagination is just crazy at that point. So it is, that's definitely a good look. But you just can't go wrong when a woman is shapely, and the curves are where they're supposed to be, there's nothing that she can wear to me that's going to look out of place.
That's a good answer. You know, I wanted to hit on something, and we only have a couple minutes. It's funny because, you know, we spent this whole show talking about a man's preference, and one of the biggest things that I've come across that women have a preference for that really pisses men off is height. And I just want to touch on it real quick. We might go a few minutes over. I don't care. It's important to get this out there. Jay, I can't remember how tall you are. 6'2", 6'3". I don't know. You're a tall dude. And as a woman, I like a tall man. Now, tall is relative, and it's relative to a couple of things. The reason why most women prefer a taller guy is because we want to feel like a girl. And when you're built like a brick house, it takes a bigger man to feel like a girl. See, I also don't like a
thin man.
I'm not a fan of thin men, but let me tell you, as much as that height does mean something to me, I'm a 5'5". I wear 4 and 5 inch heels daily, which puts me at 5'9", 5'10", with my shoes on. So that's going to require a man to be around 5'10 or higher for me to consider him at, you know, an acceptable height. Do not get me wrong. I have met a couple of guys my height, and one of them was even a little shorter than me. And let me tell you, when a man is so confident in himself and has, like, the gentleman qualities, that inner power, like, carries himself almost like he's the godfather, you could be 4'11", and I'll be wearing my 4-inch heels looking down at you saying, "What's up, Daddy?" Because it's about making a woman feel safe and protected. So as much as we women do tend to say, "I like a tall guy," you don't have to be tall. You just have to be present. Be present, and you're going to have my attention, even if we're looking eye to eye or I have to look down a little bit to see. That's my piece.
Well, yeah, that's just you on that one, though, because – I'm 5'9", and that's great for you to say, but that sometimes that doesn't get guys my height through the door. So, what'd you say? You're gonna thumb that down? Is that what you said earlier? Because yeah, that doesn't work for women who want those tall guys. Want those tall guys, and they're not very few of them are deviating from that. But thank you. Though. It made me almost feel like 5'10".
But I know your personality, though, and you've got that personality. So if you're meeting a woman and you haven't met her and she's trying to shut you down because you're 5'9", tell her to bounce, because I already know with your personality, you have presence. You can make a woman feel like a girl when she wants to feel like a girl. So you just get her out of your damn circle anyway. She's not good enough for you.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't get that opportunity, though. You just you shut down before personality can even shine. But
then
it is what it is.
Why would you want to meet somebody that's going to shut you down over your height anyway?
Well, I mean,
go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say, Bunny, you're a genius, because all you did was just set up for the next show. Thank you so very much for setting it up for the next show. This is brilliant, genius. She doesn't set up for the next show. We're going to talk about height. We're going to talk about tall women, tall men, short women. That is awesome. That's what I'm talking about, Bunny. Genius. Love it.
Glad I could help. All right, Corey, I guess you got to call in next week. Or actually, it'll be the we'll get you in the day because we don't want to miss your input.
Hey, I might have to call in. I might have to do a special shout-out show, so I may have to do that. We're going to have to work those arrangements out, Bunny. So, but
okay.
Hey, Bunny, I just want to say this was an excellent show. I want to thank all of our callers and guests for getting on and talking about the Curvy Conversation. This is awesome. So, hey, I thank you, guests. Thank you, callers, for listening in. We're definitely going to put it out there. Hey, Bunny, sign us off. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right. Thank you so much for checking in with the Bunny and the Brawn, home of dating, relating, and everything with conversating. Please check us out again next week. We will post on our Facebook page, Bunny and the Brawn, when the show will be, because we do have little things we're working with, and you can always find our previous episodes on YouTube. Just search Bunny and the Brawn on YouTube, and our episodes will come up. Thank you so much for being a part of our show.
I'll take care now. Easy.